This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Friday, July 5th. God's word for you today is guards and guides. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 19, verse 12, and it says, "How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults." Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 to 27 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stir away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Your heart determines the course of your life." And we see from this scripture that it all evolves from the heart. The heart is the key. Three things stand out from this passage of scripture. The first is that the heart governs your speech. The second is that the heart guards your sight. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25 says, "Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you." A lot of things are going to be thrown at you. Look straight and fix your eyes on what lies before you. A lot of things that are going to be pulling at you. God is saying, look straight and keep your eyes on what lies ahead of you. A lot of things are going to be darted at you. God says, look straight and keep your eyes on what lies ahead of you. And guess what? That can only happen if your heart is in the right place. So, guard your heart. The third thing that jumps out from that scripture is that the heart guides your steps. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26 to 27 says, "Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Keep your feet on the path of life." Your heart governs your speech. Your heart guards your sight. And your heart guides your steps. No wonder it is the object of attack. All the attack you have experienced in your life is not about your business, your children, your marriage, your promotion, or about your health. It is all about your faith. The only thing that will be a victory for the enemy is if you lose your faith. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will not lose your faith. And guess what? Faith springs from the heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, "For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God." Faith is rooted in your heart. All your life, the most important thing is your heart. In all your endeavors, the most important thing is your heart. The heart is so fundamental, so powerful, yet it is so ignored. People do not pay attention to the heart, yet it determines their life. Michael Hyatt says, "It is not your experience, knowledge, or skills. Your heart is your most important leadership tool." We often boast about our experience, knowledge, and skills. Yet, it is not our experience, knowledge, or skills. They are good. However, the most important leadership tool is your heart. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "A heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of compassion, nothing wrong within. Please hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.